In the first game of the Olympic basketball, they're going to explain some stuff here.
The United States will play all five teams in their group. Then they'll determine the top four teams in each group. The United States, likely A1, would play B4. So that's what you're talking about, Coach. France, if you're A4, you don't want to see Spain as B1. And so it's a little bit of game of battleship. You don't want to A1, B1, B4. The whole point is, for France here, it's not the U.S. game that's going to keep them moving on or not. It's how they would play. And these are how the brackets break down. Assess the strengths of A and B.
Well, obviously, United States is the power. Argentina, a very, very proud team, tremendous experience. They've gotten a little bit older. We're seeing France today. Lithuania, same thing. They've gotten older. They have not replenished their younger players, but they're still a very, very proud nation. Nigeria and Tunisia probably will be the two teams out. Australia, a very underrated team. They played Brazil today, so a very, very close game. Brazil, we know, has the Ney splitter, Anderson Varejão, Barbosa. So they have a lot of NBA players. China is a very weak team. Great Britain, Luol Deng, but that's about all they have. Russia is underrated. Spain would be the class of that pool. So as you see it going forward, the difference the United States has as opposed to these other teams, if these other teams will look, and they might lose a game in pool play to get a seeding they would like. The United States basically has to win every game. It's just, if the United States loses a game, it's what's wrong with the United States. They're beatable, all this other kind of things. So they don't have that luxury that these other teams will have, maybe of setting a guy out a game and resting him for the next game ahead that they have to try to win. So it's a whole different mentality that the United States just does not have.
Different approach internationally, and Craig Singer, a different basketball.
The Olympic Games, basketball and the Olympics, they play a shorter game and a shorter court. Fewer fouls. Your fifth foul, you foul out. What else is different? Whatever happened to the trapezoid lane? There's no basketball interference. You can whack the ball off the rim. And I was kind of surprised that Doug Collins, who you were listening to doing the appraisal of all the teams, says the NBA is considering that. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? But back to this game, I'm trying to think of any other differences here. Now, this is the first game I've seen, the first game that's been played. I wasn't, I don't even know when it was on, but I saw it was available, so I downloaded it. And there are 10 NBA players on the floor. So this looks like an NBA, all-star game, which, the caliber of play is higher than it's ever been. But I kind of miss the days when these European teams played like a different style of basketball, a European style of basketball. The NBA has taken over. Well, there's so many players from Europe and elsewhere, South America, who have come over and played in the NBA, and of course that's the way they play, and they go back home, and that's how their home teams play. Now, I don't know. anyway, I was just thinking about that. It used to be kind of interesting to see American style back when the college kids were playing for the USA team in the Olympics, and they would play against these semi-pro teams in Europe, from Europe and elsewhere. But, how can the U.S. how can they lose any games with these guys? Anyway, we'll see what happens. I don't, he's talking about Kobe now.
And only 51 twos. You could see he was a guy that played out on the perimeter. He took only 12 free throws. And Kobe Bryant will take 16 free throws in an NBA game sometimes when he attacks, but it's a different kind of game. Guys get back into the paint. They play zone.
Oh, that's the other thing, zone. Yeah, you can play full-blown zone here. But, of course, it doesn't make any difference the way that, Durant and LeBron and these guys play. I mean, nobody has a chance to set up a zone. They're down the floor. Whether it's a dead ball out or a live ball out, they're gone. They're going. Already LeBron's made a couple of 65-foot bounce passes And Chandler is like, or Durant has picked him up and stuffed it. So, yeah, all right, I'm going on, and nobody really cares, and nobody has listened this far, and I'm talking to myself, so hasta luego, muchachos.